Hello， 大家好，我是早安英文的阿朗，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。Hi guys, this is Sunny from Morning English, and welcome back to our channel.
Hello everyone, this is Jack from Morning English, and thanks for joining us today.
So Jack, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to be talking about useful expressions that also have negative meanings. So some of these expressions are not easily identifiable as being negative. So if you use them, it will really show off your spoken English level.
Sweet, I'll see if I know them all. 今天我要和 Jack 一起讨论一下在生活中可以表示否定意义的一些实用的表达。就是说除了用 no 之外，还有哪些词可以用来表示我不要，我不想这样的意思。这意思可能在口语中并没有那么容易的让你想象到这个方面的含义，但是如果你能够很熟练的用到它们，就可以表示你的口语非常的厉害。如果你想查看更多学习笔记和学习资料，请微信、微博搜索关注早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以看到啦。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到啦。也就像刚刚 Jack 说的一样， If you use them, it will show off your spoken English level, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's something that when you use, it will show yourComprehension of the English language, so you have to be quite switched on to understand these.
反正就是能够熟练使用这些的话，就显得你很懂了。好了，那么第一个就是 save it。其实相信这个大家都不算太陌生。其实 save 这个单词除了表示挽救之外，它还可以表示保存，比如说 save money。那么在这个地方 save it， 我们就可以理解为可省省吧。So Jack, can you give us an example?
Yeah, of course. So a good one to use with a friend who is always telling lies, or to a boy that won't stop asking you out, you can
stop
say,
it.
Yeah, you know it, Sunny.
Say it.
You can say you've just heard enough of the person or you're sick of them talking. So you can tell them, save it. So this means that you want them to save their words. You don't want them to say these words anymore. So, for example, come on, Sunny, give me some of your cake.
Save it, Jack. You know I don't share chocolate cake.
Yeah, I know. I've tried getting some.
好了，其实这个 save it 就是可以用在当你不想听到某个人说话，你觉得他很烦的时候可以用。但是要注意一下，这个词组的语气有一点点的重 ，is quite strong. So don't use it around people you don't know well.所以不要和那些不是特别熟的朋友用这句话，不然的话可能会被认为你这个人比较的粗鲁。So I just said save it to you, Jack. Was I being rude?
No, you weren't. But you can only use this with friends, so you don't have to worry.
Okay, thank you.
不客气。So for the next one, we're going to talk about cool it. So cool it is when you want somebody to calm down. So if something is cooled, it means it's cold.Like a cool glass of cola. So bearing that in mind, this next phrase is linked to that. If a person is being aggressive, angry, over the top, excitable, any emotion that you would link to being hot, so they have a hot head, you can tell them to cool it. It just basically means calm down.
I feel like you can use this on me.
Yeah, oh, definitely, Sunny. Yeah, like when you come into the office making lots of noise. Cool it, Sunny.
好了，那么第二个就是 cool it， 这个好像也很好理解啊，意思就是冷静下，淡定点。如果一个人他非常吵，非常闹，然后有点生气的话，你就可以对他说，哎，冷静点，淡定点， cool it。
An example would be me saying to Sunny, when are we going to get another beer?
Cool it, Jack. I've just ordered some more.那么就像刚刚 Jack 很着急的问我。什么时候才能再喝一杯酒啊？我就对他说冷静点，已经又点了一些了。如果说你的朋友就像刚刚的 Jack 一样很着急很急促的话，你就可以对他们说 cool it.
Okay, so the next phrase is don't waste your breath. So this is when somebody has said something so ridiculous or out of the question that you shouldn't put any effort into talking about it. It's just not worth your time or their time to talk about it.
那么第三个就是 don't waste your breath， 别白费力气了，省省吧。其实和 save it 有点像，但是这个的用途更加广泛。就是说，如果你的朋友说了一些 你听起来觉得很荒谬，或者说你觉得是废话的时候呢，你就可以跟他说，别说了，别白费力气了， Don't waste your breath。 比如说，我现在就对 Jack 说， Jack, you should stop drinking now.
Oh, don't waste your breath, Sonny. You know that's not gonna work.
看我们强子最喜欢的还是酒啊。好，那么最后一个要给大家介绍的词组就是 get a grip， 控制住你自己。 Jack, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, of course. So if you tell somebody to get a grip, it's when you want them to get a handle or get a grip on reality. So say your friend is freaking out about a test that's coming up and they start shaking and breathing heavily and panicking and all of these things, you can just say, hey, get a grip, grab hold of them and just give them a slap in the face or something like that.
I wouldn't stab in your face.
Oh, thank you, Sonny. Yeah, I appreciate that. You slap my hand, but not my face.
I'll just give you some beers.
Yeah, oh yeah, that would get me a grip, yeah.
那么这个 get a grip 这个词组是表示让某人冷静一下，控制一下自己， calm down， 或者说是，可以说是 come to their senses and act normal again， 让他们恢复理智，然后表现行为正常一点都可以。比如说，当你的朋友有些崩溃、抓狂、freaking out 的时候，你就可以说 get a grip， you will be okay。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以啦。好了，今天的节目就到这里啦，希望大家都能够理解，然后熟练的使用这一些词组 ，show off your spoken English。
Well, that's all we have time for today. But thanks once again for listening. I've been Jack,
and I've been Sunny.
See you next time.
Adios, amigos.
Adios.
Bye-bye.